4th of June 2020. Come, Light of the Heart. We have the fourth part of the lecture of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is a light which also pervades the darkness of our heart. It is from the heart that our evil things are coming, as Jesus said. And this heart must be purified through the divine light. Thus, when we live in the state of grace, the Holy Spirit sinks into us. We then perceive His presence as a clear light that unites us more deeply with God. Where now this light shines, it encounters the darkness of our heart and attracts us to open the darkness to the light. Let us make it concrete with an example. The Holy Spirit, who wants to bring forth the fruit of gentleness in us, for example, encounters our nature, which is easily aroused to anger. In His light, we recognize this, and He exhorts us to restrain our anger. He reminds us of the word, "Blessed are the meek." Because the Holy Spirit is the one who reminds us of everything Jesus said and did. In us, a decision is now coming. Do we follow the invitation to the light, which comes from the Holy Spirit, or do we remain in the justification of our anger? If we now turn to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to touch our anger, then we open our darkness to His light, and the situation changes. We can now apply this to many examples. The light of the Holy Spirit is a love that is poured out into our hearts, because the Holy Spirit is a love between the Father and the Son. This divine love now warms and illuminates our hearts, touches the heart in its depth, and now wants to draw us. When Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit, He spoke about the Comforter. He said that the Holy Spirit will always stay with us. This does not only apply to the presence in the world, but also to the presence in our heart. The Holy Spirit remains in the heart that lives in the state of grace, and not only enlightens the mind, but also shapes our heart. If we ask in a certain way of piety that our heart should be transformed according to the heart of Jesus, then such a work is done by the Holy Spirit. This presence of the Holy Spirit can sometimes be perceived in the heart, especially when we set out on the path of a deeper inner prayer and also remain in contact and conversation, in an inner talk with the Holy Spirit. After all, He is our spiritual teacher. Because who could teach us better the ways of God than God Himself? The presence of the Holy Spirit is usually mild and tender. This we can read when we hear about the prophet Elijah, when he met God him in a gentle wind. Maybe we remember he expected God in a storm, in fire, and strong signs. But He came in a soft, mild wind. Of course, it was different at the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. But in our inner spiritual life, it is more like this mild wind. But this tenderness of the Holy Spirit does not mean softness and false yielding. The firmness of the Holy Spirit consists in the truth. But this truth is now expressed in love. Let's have another example. Self-knowledge, what is so important in the Holy Spirit, is not accusing and harsh, not depressing and destructive, but truthful and mild. The Holy Spirit wants to draw the soul out of the darkness, call the soul into the light, and not force it. There is no violence. And this way is already a help for the spirit of discernment. The Holy Spirit shows us always a way for a solution of the problem and leads us to the cross of Jesus, where we find forgiveness and a new beginning. The spirit of darkness, on the other hand, might also show us something about us. But he wants to bring us into despair, that we will have no hope. So at the end of this meditation today, let us ask for the light of the Holy Spirit, that his love shines in us and remain, that we are led by him all our life.
The song of today's meditation belongs to the Byzantine liturgy and begins with the words, "Light serene of holy glory, from the immortal Father poured."
Serenus, bella santa gloria del Padre immortal. Espíritu Santo.